of Wilde and Tausch. With Steve the Homer True, the GOAT, and as our cousin sub the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. So we've gotten a ton of responses, not only to our random buck name, to give yourself a chance to win two tickets to the first game of the first round series between the Bucks and the Pacers at Fiserv Forum. That's Sunday at Fiserv Forum. But also the one-word responses to our question about how Chucky Hepburn entering the transfer portal makes you feel. Homer, what was yours again? You started out at sad, but then you shifted.
Concerned about what the issue is at Wisconsin, not having enough money in NIL, or an issue with a coach.
And mine was conflicted. By the way, Jeff Nordgaard must be an avid listener to the show because he just followed us on Twitter. So welcome to the show, Jeff. Thanks for being so nice to me when I was covering the Bucks back in the late 90s.
I don't remember.
He was. He was great. He is a great dude.
Finest 2 weeks of your life. He wasn't on the team very long.
No, but, you know, it was, okay. He's no Allie McGuire.
Allie McGuire actually played Allie in McDeal. two NBA games.
Okay, 1 minute in each?
It's close to that. That's accurate, yes. His stay was short.
So he actually has a long... Jeff Nordgaard does, not Allie McGuire. He actually has a long thread that he posted to Twitter yesterday in the aftermath of Chucky Hepburn's departure. I will read through that and see if we... I like to read on the radio, as you well know, but I'd like to read the whole thing first. I am curious, though, about other people's responses, so I want to get to a few of those. And I appreciate the fact that not everyone thinks this is a bad thing. I thought Rob made a really good point when he basically said, look, if you're a fan of college basketball, it doesn't really matter who's on these teams. It's only if you're a fan of a specific school that it really impacts you. I thought that was a good point by Rob. That said, some of the words that we have gotten from Tausch's question, which, again, we appreciate. The first one out of the chute was traitor. I mean, come on.
Wait a minute. I have to help you on this. Please understand, such comments are not reflective of the athlete, but the person making the comment. We're all better off. We know a little bit more about that person, not Chucky Hepburn.
I know.
Only counsel is a traitor.
Do you want to explore your feelings on that, Jesse?
No, I got more names to go through.
Figured you had work to
everyone
do.
Everyone agrees.
Thanks for chiming
everyone
in.
Agrees. It's okay.
Mark Tauscher, who came up with this idea, his word was unsustainability. I agree with that. You agree with that?
What's unsustainable? The program, NCAA basketball?
The way this works, the structure of the transfer portal and NIL.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that. It may be sustainable, but nobody wants it to be sustainable. So that's the issue there. There's enough money out there.
Money is a word that comes up several times in response to this.
Sure.
Trader, T-R-A-D-E-R, which...
Oh, yes.
Again.
Brilliant.
That's pretty good.
That's better than pretty good.
I don't think that was intentionally clever. That's just my... but maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's playing four-dimensional chess. Happy. One word, happy. Now, is that because you're not a Chucky fan or you're happy for him to get more money?
No,
I don't know.
You're not a fan. It would be my guess. But either could be.
Replaceable? I understand that he's not Tyler Kolek, for example. He's a good player. He's not as good as Tyler Kolek. But correct me if I'm wrong, but Tyler Kolek started a different school before he was at Marquette, did he not?
He did.
And it worked out well for him. Very well. What does his basketball future look like?
He's got a shot, you know, a legitimate shot at the NBA. I think he'll probably be a second-round draft pick, and then we'll see. But he certainly has a shot, better shot than no one thought. No, most didn't think Marcus Howard had much of a shot in the NBA. I would say that Tyler Kolek is better.
And here's the one that I wanted to highlight because I used the word earlier, and not just because he agrees with me, but Whiskey Lover 54. I always love the handles. I would prefer if somewhere in there we knew what your actual name was. Transactional. And I think that's what this all comes down to in the end. We're at a point now where college athletics, it's not put your arm around each other and sing varsity. It's not I bleed cardinal and white or blue and gold. There's a lot more transactional nature to what had been, even if we were deluding ourselves about the cheating and all the other stuff that went on behind the scenes. There's no way now that you can look at it, to use one of Tausch's favorite words, Pollyanna-ish, and just think everything is hunky-dory and it's all seashells and balloons, as Al McGuire would say. Can we agree on transactional
as
being a good word
for this? Yes, fantastic.
Okay. All right. That's we spent a lot of time on this. I appreciate everybody chiming in. I don't think we solved much, but that's okay, because smarter people than me have put in less effort than me in trying to solve this, it would appear.
You just never quit. They have failed. They have failed. Yes, I don't believe that's true. That they've. But you're not going to change. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt the show. Go ahead.
No, that's perfect.
No,
interrupt further. I expected more interruptions today. Frankly,
I know. I understand how this works. I'm going to be a better Tauscher next time.
We're going to do our prize picks for the weekend, which is. Again, I would, before we do them, there's some sort of caveat. You can't basically say that they're giving you free money, even though you always say that. So that makes Tausch very uncomfortable. I don't know what the rules are because I'm not playing right now. But you play, and you've had a lot of success. So we'll do our prize picks for the weekend if Jesse has finished compiling all the names and all the entries into our drawing to give away the tickets.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of Prize Picks and how they do everything. So I'll leave it then.
And the fact that they give you the way you do it now, you're making money all the time.
They give you the opportunity if you choose for free money. Yes, but aside from that, even if they didn't give you that opportunity, they just all the aspects of that world that. My friends tell me about they handle things as well for a better or a consumer as any of them ever.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Jesse, are we going to be able to even play that game, or are you still busy?
We are. I'm finishing making my big spinner with 180-something options on it to choose our number for our random fan to win.
You're making
a digital
spinner?
Yeah,
okay.
I can't make it on the actual video stream because we can't, but I can do it here. So
okay. That's
what I'm in the process of. We're almost done.
All right. Well, Jesse will finish that up. We'll play our prize picks of the week. And then we'll get to Woe Nelly, draw a winner for both trivia and for those $2 tickets, and wrap things up with Feel Good Friday. That's all still ahead. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Station updates, show clips, and your place to interact with us every single day just by scrolling through your feed. Follow along on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at ESPN Milwaukee.
Thanks again to Jeff Nordgaard for tuning into the show. We will read his, or at least a portion of his, thread about the transfer portal and NIL during Whoa Nelly. Time now, though, for our prize picks of the week.
Ah, we're back with the prize picks of the week. Too bad Tausch isn't here for this one. He'd tell us all about how much he loves prize picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to do it later in my Tausch voice. All right. This weekend, we have the basketball playoffs, which are different than the basketball postseason, according to Old T. Tipping off tomorrow, and then, of course, the Bucks play on Sunday evening. So, guys, for game one, Bucks Pacers Sunday night. Let's begin with Damian Lillard. More or less than 29.5 points.
More.
I had a feeling you'd go that way, Homer. Just because Giannis is out and he's going to carry the team here or what?
Yeah, yes, more, more, more. I think this is, assuming he's healthy, and I'm no expert on that, but assuming he's healthy, this is the easiest of all the picks.
Jason, let's do this trivia style. You agree or disagree?
Oh, I like circle gets the square, the Hollywood squares. I'm going to agree. I don't participate, but I know this one strikes me as if we're going to talk about Lillard and how he doesn't seem happy and how the season is gone and everything else, this is the time when things can change. And if he can put this team on his back, until Giannis is available and they can win these games, that changes the narrative considerably, and I'm certainly in favor of that.
All right, next up, how about Pat Bev, Patrick Beverley, more or less, this is my favorite projection on Prize Picks, more or less than 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined. 17.5 for the veteran Pat Bev. Homer, what do you think?
I don't know well enough what his norm is.
Well, they show you the last five on Prize Picks. I think he's hit that two of the last five. But again, end of the regular season, you never know if guys are resting or what the deal is. So hard to determine what the regular season translation to the postseason is.
I would say over, but I'm not very positive about it at all. The flip of the coin.
I like more on that one because I feel like the Bucks are going to lean on the playoff veterans to come up clutch here early in the series. So I like him with a more situation there.
All right, so what am I adding all together again?
Points, rebounds, assists for Patrick Beverley.
All right, so Patrick Beverley during the regular season played 26 games with the Bucks. He averaged 6 points. 3.6 rebounds.
9.5.
And 2.6 assists.
So we're up around 12. But again, Giannis is out.
I think it looked to me like Bobby Portis was the one who was picking up most of the slack recently. I think I would take less based on my very deep investigative work into what to expect from Pat Bev.
All right, how about we go to the other side of the game? Tyrese Haliburton, Oshkosh's finest. More or less than 20.5 points.
More.
I feel good about that one too, Homer. Jason?
If you guys feel good about more, then I'll jump on board and say more too.
See, what I would do, I don't know what we're doing, but I would play those two alone. And I believe I would win.
Lillard and Tyrese?
Yep. Yep, those would be my two picks at whatever amount I want, and I think if I bet 10, then I win 20.
Well, what you'd want to make sure you do in this situation, Monday night, Game 2, Nuggets-Lakers.
Oh, they're giving me a freebie?
Nikola Jokic, 0.5 points.
Yeah, that's the free money, baby.
Hold on.
Maximum. I want to tell you what you can do. Am I not supposed to mention this there?
It's
what?
It's not free money because he could get hurt. And
right, you know what they do? This
score.
Is what's great about it. No, if
chance.
He gets hurt, they'll waive it and they give you your money back.
He could also play every minute and not score a point. It
correct,
is possible.
Yes, and I could have hair when I wake up. But look it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's 99.999%. Here's what you do. You take the over and then you pick another one like which you could do with a Bucks game with Damon. You go over and under both. You put $10 on each. The most you can do this is $20 when they give you a freebie. So I win 20 on one. I lose 10 on another. I win $10. And you can withdraw the next day. And you just got $10 free dollars. everybody in the world free $10.
And if you do that every day...
No, you can't. They only they do it only at the beginning of each season. They probably do three or four a year.
But Homer is right. I've taken that approach on Prize Picks before, and it works every time.
Get that breakfast at Ted's for free. But what I want to emphasize is their system is so good with withdrawals and deposits, all the things that can kind of be a problem. My friends tell me, I, of course, wouldn't know, with gambling sites, and they're the best. So make a deposit of 25 or whatever it is, then you can get your $10, I think, within a day. It's free money.
Free money. Although you're not really winning big, you are winning.
Yeah. All right. If somebody walked up on the street, handed you $10, you'd go, I don't want that money. That's not enough. You're not going to give me 20. I don't want 10.
No, I would take it. That's
okay.
True.
All right. Will you do it then? Will you do it then?
No.
The only problem, what's true of other things. When something is so good, you're better off not to tell anybody else about it because they'll use it. I'm fearful if people actually listen to me, they'd have so many people do it that they would stop this.
It's true. If you've taken up Homer on his suggestion, you can text him directly on his personal phone number.
You can call me, 414-308-4785. Call or text. I will not answer the phone. You will leave a voicemail, and then I'll decide whether you're important enough to call back.
You are one of one. There's no question about that.
Why not? Tell me why you don't give people your cell number. Tell me. What's the problem? There is no problem.
I will say this. I was listening the other night when I turned off the Taylor Swift channel to listen to you and Brian Bulaga.
Thank you.
The Tortured Poets Department is now available. It turned out to be a double album. Sydney very excited about that in our house.
I still need a song I would like. I have not found a song of hers that I like.
Oh, come on.
Give me one.
I have the song for you.
All right, what's the name of the song? No. I mean, I don't hate them.
How much have you listened to?
Probably like when someone suggested it, they gave me the best song they said it was, and then I probably listened to five or six others. And they're not bad.
She's been doing this long enough that she's tapped into like every genre.
I think there's one out there. I just haven't found it yet, so that's why I'm asking you to give me it. I have nothing against Taylor Swift. Supportive of everything she does. She seems to figure it out the right way in all ways. But that doesn't. That's why I asked. What's the song?
All right. So my favorite, and there are a lot of songs of hers that I like. I would say this. I really, truly like her music. I think the Swifty phenomenon, Swifties fans are a little obsessed.
Okay.
It's a little too much. So Sydney and I kind of make a fine line of we love her music, we don't love the way the fan base behaves.
Are they married yet, or are they
kind
engaged?
Kind of like Packers fans sometimes.
Is there any update on the tight end?
I have not been following that story as closely as I maybe should.
You can't help it.
If I covered the Chiefs, I would definitely be.
Well, you've heard nothing nationally. There's nothing.
You watch Good Morning America. I know that.
Not lately. There's been a switch in our house.
There's been no story about them being together or something happening?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
No.
So I assume they're still together. All right. Sorry.
My favorite Taylor Swift song is called The Man.
All right.
It's basically her talking about how the double standard between men and women. And with two girls in my house, I really like the messaging. I'm a fan of it.
What's the message?
And I really like the song. I like to sing along to it in the car, all that kind of stuff.
What's the message?
Maybe you'll have to listen to it at some point.
I listen to...
You're not going to get...
I don't listen to words. Words are not important. If words were important, people would like poetry. It is the sound and the energy.
It's modern-day poetry. Music of today is the modern-day...
So you think people like Taylor Swift because of the words?
I think she is an outstanding lyricist, her and her writing crew, yes.
All right, okay.
You're so dismissive. I love that you're so dismissive. I'm going to be dismissive of you now.
What am I dismissive of?
Of just about everything.
What was I dismissive of?
You were just dismissive of the idea that modern music is today's poetry.
No, not modern music. All music. It's always been about the music, not the words. Always. But Not everybody agrees.
For some of us, it's about both. Be that as it may,
right.
Jesse's going to tell us some words about Prize Picks in his best Mark Tauscher voice.
This is a long one. I don't know if I can do the entire thing.
Mark Tauscher here.
And Mark Tauscher here. And you know I love Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and baseball entries today. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance. That's what Homer was just telling you about, so that your entries stay in play even if
one anymore,
of your players gets injured. And my guy Joker, Monday night, you gotta Monday night Joker.
You got it. Can I add one other thing to the people that are
of course
my
you
friends?
May. Sure, why right. wouldn't you?
Well, generally, when you have sites that say you bet 100, they will give you 100. In order to withdraw that 100, you have to make like $1,000 in bets. Which makes it very tough to actually win that extra $100. With Prize Picks, it's not that way at all. You have to bet very little to then be eligible to withdraw not only the 100, but the extra 100 they give you. They're the nicest people in the world.
Also offers weekly promotions and special offers like free Joker Monday night for the biggest moments in sports. Download the app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I want to emphasize again, for those of you don't have a problem, this is the greatest matching offer that I'm aware has ever been done in the world of gambling.
Thank you for sharing.
And Taylor if I'm wrong, call me 414-308-4785. Thank you. Because I do want to know if I'm wrong, because I'm...
Yeah, and you'll find out by listening to your voicemail, because you won't answer any of these calls.
You nailed it.
Taylor Swift's The Man, Jeff Nordgaard's Thread, and Jesse Nelson's Whoa Nelly, all next. It's Will Dean Tausch. That's The Man by Taylor Swift. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. Double standard. I like it. I'm a big fan. And you can dance to it as well. I want to read Jeff Nordgaard's thread on our topic of the day before we draw our winners and play an abbreviated Whoa Nelly. This was from Jeff. He posted this yesterday. Homer, I'd like your reaction.
I'm ready.
With daily portal breaking news as players capitalize on their market value, I see a lot of fans threatening to be finished with college basketball. As a college basketball fan and former player, there is no doubt that the transfer portal is wreaking havoc on our decades-long fandom. It has me thinking, how do we as fans stay loyal and connected to our teams when there's so much player movement? The best answer I have come up with is to look at how fan bases of European club teams stay faithful and energized. They are devoted to their club, or in this case it would be college program, regardless of the roster makeup. Most American players sign one-year contracts with European clubs in hopes to perform their way into higher-paying jobs for better clubs. Some play themselves into better gigs, the Missouri Valley Conference to the Big Ten, or more money with re-signing with their own club, while some fall short of expectations and move down the Big 12 to the MAC. Many domestic players sign multi-year contracts, and they are for several years, much like rotational players in many college basketball programs. Although it is a big change for those of us that want to connect on a long-term basis with the stars of our programs, the landscape is forcing us to adapt. It stinks. However, there is a blueprint for continued loyal, rabid fandom of our favorite teams, European basketball clubs. End of thread.
Yeah, he left out the most important part.
Which is?
America's copying Europe, and Europe has done all theirs without any school involvement whatsoever. There's no connection between schools and athletics. That's why you have all these clubs. And so, you know, if you say you're doing it like Europe, that would be a terrible sign because it would mean inevitably the end of college sports, and you'd have the way they have it in Europe where the great ones join clubs and it's just... Copying Europe is the end of college sports.
Isn't that what's happening?
No.
Is AJ... How?
It hasn't gotten there yet. You can say it's going to go there, but it hasn't gone there yet.
That's where I think it's going.
I can tell you, I thought he was going to say this. He should have asked me. You know the best thing about what's going on now? Everything changes. Hey, you're not good this year? Fine. You could be better next year, and you got new kids. Let's go. Roll it out. Let's see what happens. Bad teams... All the teams that are bad should be happier now than ever before because things change. And good teams, it seems, UConn being an example, you can be good with different players. Let's go. We get those people that want instant gratification. It's better because it changes so much. You're not stuck. Imagine the days of Steve Yoder. You'd have been stuck with him with the guys. Then the next year, you see if he's got other guys. If nobody gets new guys, get rid of them. Let's bring a coach in. You can change and be good right away. You can be good bringing players in from the Ivy League. It can arguably be said it's the best it's ever been because it changes, and you have a reason to be confident every year, much more so. It's like when they added free agency in pro sports. You're not bad forever because you draft bad, make some changes, bring some free agents in. It's tough for the coaches, but in terms of fans, this might be the best system ever. Now, I hope Nordgaard's listening because...
He is.
Because what I said is way better than what he said, and he can call in if he wants. Fans could be told it's better. The only reason they aren't told it's better, because you know who's complaining? The coaches.
I look forward to Jeff's appearance on the Homer
Hour.
Let's go. Weekdays, 5 to 6.
I don't have enough time for him. We only got 1 hour. He can't fit. He didn't make the cut.
Jesse, we need to draw a couple winners.
You got to have played at least 30 games in the NBA to make the cut. That's a lie.
You're not very nice.
That's another one.
Jesse, which winner are you picking first?
Let's do the Bucks tickets first, because that's definitely, I think, the more... Nothing against the ESPN Wisconsin prize pack.
No, of course not.
The Bucks ticket, pretty big deal, and I've worked very hard at it, and I can't wait to read some of the names to you that
were
submitted.
Thank you for your service.
So here, instead of a wheel, I have a random...
Why did you ever agree to this, is the question I have.
I just...
What is your problem?
Because he loves to work hard. That's what Jesse does.
I'm going to select... I like to flex how hard I'm working sometimes, Homer.
Just ask him.
I'm going to select our random number generator corresponding with my spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet.
The number is 81.
Oh, it's a very good year.
So I scroll down to 81.
Strike shortened MLB season.
And a 262 number who submitted one of the most random names, Lloyd Walton.
Yeah! Woo! Marquette,
you are going to the Bucks game Sunday night. You and a friend. Nice going. 262. I'll contact you on the text line.
All right. So now we have that winner. How about our trivia winner for the week who got... Yeah. Everyone got to experience Tier 1 Tyler's questions. Let's see who our winner is.
I should have had Tyler drop some bubbler off, and he could have drawn it himself. Instead, I rummage, and I pick today's contestant, Glenn in Big Bend. Get all four entries. You give yourself a good chance.
Homer trivia, and he's a winner. Now, for the shortest Won't Ellie ever.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
For today's Whoa, Nelly, I will read you some of the Bucks names that were submitted. Let me know when you want to talk about any of them, or if you're just entertained. John McLaughlin. Lucius Allen, Craig Hodges, Michael Carter Williams,
I love Paul Mokeski.
Michael Redd, Curtis Perry, Sidney Moncrief.
Is Curtis Perry? No, that's Elliott Sox Perry. Different Perry.
Yes, that one was also submitted.
That Ricky Pierce in there?
Ricky Pierce was submitted. Bobby Portis, Larry Sanders, Robert Tractor Trailer.
Oh, R.I.P.
Richard Jefferson, Desmond Mason.
Oh, they got him in the Ray Allen trade. That was such a bad idea.
What was the Humphreys guy? Yeah,
he won
Dan Needles a contest at ESPN.
Brandon Knight. Nikola Mirotic.
Oh, there's one. Did anyone say Terrell Brandon, who missed like 78 games with a sprained ankle one year?
Yes, we did have one Terrell Brandon. Tim Thomas, light it up. Jimmer Ferdet from Ian and East Troy was a good one.
Was he a Buck?
He was tech. Well,
he was
the 10th
round. He was picked by the Bucks.
Yeah, he was picked and then quickly traded.
I'm not sure he ever played for Milwaukee.
Jeff Teague, Charlie Criss.
Oh, I remember Charlie Criss.
Yeah, great game.
He had less hair than Homer.
No. If it not been for Charlie Criss, I believe the Philadelphia 76ers would have won every playoff game one year. He had an incredible game when they lost to the Sixers with Moses Malone 4-1, and I think that's the only game the Sixers lost in that playoff run. Charlie Criss. Look it up.
Shabazz
I could have lied.
Muhammad. Rafer Alston. Bob Lanier. Greg Monroe. He was good for a minute.
I didn't realize he was on the team either.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Jeff Grayer.
Yep. What about his kid just played against the Bucks for the Celtics. Frank Cornette's kid. Frank Cornette was like a first-round pick.
Second, I believe.
That one submitted. No. Not least, O.J. Mayo and Tony Kukoc.
Hey, Tony Smith? You got Tony Smith in there?
Nobody sent in Tony Smith for you, Homer. I can't believe it.
That's a disappointment. There's no
doubt about
it. I
don't know how many games he played for the Bucks. I'll have to look it up, but I know he was on the team one point.
All right, that is it for Woe Nelly. We'll wrap up the week and wrap up the show with Feel Good Friday. Homer, get ready, because Feel Good Friday is going to be whatever your most recent charitable
endeavor
was.
You're
going to
let me do it even if you know I lie? Oh, that'd be dangerous.
You're
going to
tell
everyone.
You're not going to lie about your good works.
Oh, okay.
There's an opportunity for you to give attention to one of your great charitable works that you do. There's a bunch of them.
Okay.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Hey, feeling good.
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Homer, the floor is yours. What's the latest good work that you did?
It's not latest. Her name is Dr. Catherine Wolf. From 82 to 94, she worked in Haiti at a hospital. And then came back to the U.S., worked in Milwaukee, the emergency room. And then said, now I got to go back to Haiti. So she went back in 2006 to build a clinic so that people don't die. And they're in the middle of nowhere. And she's built the clinic. And Friends for Health in Haiti is the name. And they do an auction, and it's Saturday, and I always do it proudly and buy goats. Goats are huge, I guess.
You are a goat.
No, it's the goats themselves. And then I didn't think she'd be able to come back. I mean, Haiti's normally a big mess. It's an even worse mess. But so if you got $100,000, give it to Friends for Health in Haiti, because they don't have enough rich people that appreciate how incredible she is. And I'm honored to be a part of it, and I wish I was richer. Every year when I do this. So, Friends for Health in Haiti.
FriendsForHealthInHaiti.org is the website if you're interested in contributing and if you're richer than
you
Homer.
You look that up quickly. Nicely
I'm
done.
A professional radio announcer. That's what I do. That's it for us. The 3 hours with Homer
what,
always
you don't
go
have
by
one?
So quickly.
Doesn't everybody else participate in this, too?
The show's already over because I didn't manage the clock properly. Thanks for coming along
Next.
For the ride with us today.
That's a
thanks
lie.
To Jeff Nordgaard. Thanks to Rob Domofsky. And thanks to Homer. And thanks to you. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be good.